Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I am your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspect. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome, everybody, to episode 10. And today we are exploring a topic, why you need darkness. And in today's episode, we'll be exploring the importance of darkness within and understanding the role that it plays in your spiritual growth. So let's understand and expand. Now, this is one of my favorite topic to explore, because when we are going through a dark period in our life, when we are experiencing darkness within us, we are stuck in anger, judgment, control, seeking approval. It can become very confusing. And especially when we start to study spirituality, when you come to a spiritual teacher, a spiritual book, or a spiritual path, then everybody is talking about, like, you know, ego is bad and we need to kill the ego and ego needs to die for you to elevate to the next level. But it only keeps getting confusing. But, you know, ego doesn't leave you. So I am going to be exploring and bringing together all these little concepts that I talked about. So first, look at, why do we have darkness within us? Let's start there. So according to what I have studied and what I have come across and what I believe to be true, and you don't have to take on my beliefs, you can do your own study, your own research, your own search, that what would be true for you. But I'll be sharing what I have understood and what I have studied. So when the soul descends into the body, soul exists in light, in pure light. It's one with the creator, it's pure light. But the soul is coming to do something very specific. It's here to grow, it's here to expand and really get to that realization of its oneness with the creator. That is the ultimate goal for every soul. But in order to go through that growth, human world, this is our playground. This is the playground where we come to play. So when you go to the playground, you also need a team that you're going to play against. So light, when descends into a physical body, darkness gets activated within the body. So now the baby is being born with the light and with that dormant darkness that's just sitting there. And then what happened as the child is growing, the darkness from the adults that is much bigger and much activated than the baby starts to shape the darkness of that exists within the child. It's pulling it out. When your parents yell at you, fear shows up. When they hit you, you start feeling bad towards yourself. And slowly but surely, there's something that gets developed called ego. And now, ego is not all bad. First of all, we're going to start with that. And darkness is not all bad either. Because when we start to understand, if there's no darkness, there would be no light that you're going to try to reveal. Then it would be all light. Darkness lets us experience the lack of light, and then we search for the light. If there is no darkness, then, you know, who wants to grow? Who wants to do anything? Life would be very boring. So as the ego develops, what's happening energetically, metaphysically, the light that is within you, imagine there's a ball of light within your body. You can imagine it's at your heart. There is energetical barrier being created. The first time you felt fear, more of your light got concealed. Let's say if your light was a 360 ball, and now you felt fear for the first time because your parent was hitting you and you were afraid for your own safety. Imagine somebody took a duct tape and put on that ball. So now the duct tape is on that ball. And by the time you grow, you become an adult, the ball is filled with duct tape. So when you want to reveal your own light, you will be taking those layers off. If you want to reveal your light, that's why we do meet a lot of adults who we call them narcissists. We call them, they have different kind of personality disorders. Their light has been so concealed that they manipulate, cheat, and control other people, judge other people, run for seeking others' approval, get angry on every little thing, are involved in physical lust, and don't even really value human connection. So these are all the ways our light gets concealed. But again, the question is, why do we need it? We understand it got concealed. Why do we need it? So when we do have this opposite force within us, now let's say I'm 25, I'm 30, I'm 35, I'm 40, 45, and I have realized that the darkness within me has become so dark that I feel empty. I want to feel whole. I want to feel I am enough. The pain of me not feeling enough is just getting bigger, 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 and I am going out to search. What's going to start happening? I will start to peel off those duct tapes, pieces of duct tapes that are on ball of my on the light ball that is within me. That is when we start to learn that, oh, this is the ego. Oh, this is my soul. My soul is the light. My ego is there to control. And I know I mentioned a few seconds ago or a few minutes ago that not all ego is bad. There is healthy ego and there is unhealthy ego. Healthy ego is I realize and I understand that I'm a human. I live among humans and I need to dress. I cannot just go outside, run around naked, never taking shower. I want to be presentable. If I am going into a certain kind of setting, that's all ego, but it's good. If we won't have that ego, then we are just going to completely lose ourselves. And there are some people who just get so disconnected and they get so connected with the other world that they just forget how to upkeep themselves. And we call them crazy people and we would put them in a facility and we'll say they need to be taken care of. That person just completely disconnected from here and got connected with a different part of them, different way of being or a different dimension. So we don't consider that healthy either because, again, this is a playground. If you cannot play full on, then you can't really participate. Those are the rules of this game. So that's why we do need ego. So the next time you hear somebody bashing ego, remind yourself, I need ego. The problem is when my ego starts to control me. That is where the problem is. When my ego is leading my life, it's leading my decisions, it's leading where I go, what I do, who I meet with, that is where the problem is. Because now I am not revealing more of my soul light, I am just concealing more of my soul's light. Because the darkness that is within me, it has one job. Keep pulling me down. Keep reminding me I am not good enough. I need to maybe meet with more affluent people if I want to be good enough. Instead of basing my friendship based on how sincere and kind my friends are or my connections are, it is going to start focusing on the money aspect of it. And that is outer world, that exists outside of us, that's not inner world. When we do choose our friendships, we should, like, you know, the rule of thumb is always choose people who have a bigger desire than you to connect with their light. Those are the ideal people. And sometime, or most of the time, those are also the people who are very successful in their outer world too. They are successful in their inner world. They have connected with peace and light within. They want to connect more, and they are creating a positive impact on the world. So that is where we have to see, are my decisions, is my life being controlled by my ego, by my darkness, or is it being controlled by the light that is within me? Well, at the same time, remembering we need this ego. We need this darkness. The time that you're feeling angry, the time that you're feeling judgmental, the time that you want to control everything. You want safety. You want to control everything. You want to control what somebody says, what they wear, everything. When you're trying to seek approval from other people while being either too much of a people pleaser, or by showing them you don't even care about them, but deep down you do seek their approval, or while you're chasing only physical aspect. You just want somebody because, you know, they would be good standing next to you. Whenever you're doing that, all those moments, you have a chance to reveal more of your light because you're fully connected with darkness in that time. But if you are not connecting with the darkness, there would be no chance to reveal your light. And we all came here, my friend. We all came in this physical experience to reveal more of our light. We can stay in an illusion and we can think, I came here to be a doctor, I came here to be a lawyer and fight for X, Y, and Z. I came here to be a mother, I came here to raise kids, I came here to get a PhD. We can stay in that illusion. But every single one of us, we came here to reveal more of our light. Now, sometime through the work that we do, we get a chance to reveal more of our light. The work that I do, I get a chance to reveal more of my light every single day. Fear shows up every single day and says what someone else would think of the stuff that you have to say, what someone will have to say about the stuff that you study. And sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes I actually get a message or an email from someone who thinks I am doing devil's work. It's a pretty common in my world, right? Now, in that moment, when I'm feeling hurt, when I'm feeling rejected, I get the opportunity to reveal more of my light. I get the opportunity to step into certainty and know I am doing the work that my soul came here to do. I am connected with God. God's love is with me all the time. Even if no one likes me, no one loves me, God would always love me because he thought of me and then he created me. So you see how, because I got face to face with the darkness, I had a chance to reveal more of my light. But in that moment, I had to use my free will. If I don't use my free will, I am not going to reveal more of my light. So you might have experienced this in your life that, you know, something bad happened, a friend stopped talking to you, somebody said you're a horrible person, somebody judged you, somebody betrayed you, and you felt so bad, you cried so hard, and then you turn around and then you said everything to them that was within you that you really wanted to say. And you told them how horrible they are, how bad they are, how much you hate them, how, like, whatever was within you. In that moment, you made a choice not to reveal your light. In that moment, you made a choice to be with your darkness. Now, if we don't judge ourselves, everything just is. Every single day, you are going to get chance to reveal more of your light. And when you become an active participant of that journey, you wake up every day and you be like, I am so excited to look for the moments where I will get a chance to reveal more of your light. You're going to actually start loving the darkness that is around you, that is within you. The moment doubt will show up, you will go towards certainty. I understand my mind is saying this project is going to fail, but I know that I'm going to put my 100% in it and I will see where it goes. I am willing to step into the unknown. When someone would tell you you're such a horrible person, you would be able to hold space for yourself and connect, consciously connect with the light and say, I know God still loves me. Even if this person doesn't love me or they don't think I'm a good person, I know God loves me. Not giving in to the doubt, because that's what darkness wants. It wants to take you home with it. It's up to you. Are you going to go home with the darkness or are you going to go home with the light? So whenever we are being exposed to the darkness, it is an opportunity to reveal more of your light. The darkness that exists within you right now, the dark moments that are going to come and become part of your life, they are going to come challenge you when you would go through hard time in your relationship, when you go through hard time in your health, in your wealth. People are getting laid off all the time. Businesses are failing all the time. When you do go through that darkness, that is when you have the biggest chance to reveal your soul's light, that infinite light of your soul. You do get chance to do that. But what do we human do? We judge ourselves, which is ego, which is darkness. So we would say, if you won't do it, other people do it. We would say, why am I going through this? What did I do wrong? That's judgment. And especially when we are struggling in relationships or wealth, we are more judgmental for some reason. We are we are not that judgmental when we are going through health issues. So if someone is sick in your family, everybody would be there to take care of that person. But if someone is going through like tough time in their relationship, going through divorce, everybody think like, you know, they're going to jinx them. So stay away from this person. When someone is going through financial hardship, we'll just say like, you know, okay, this person is a total loser. They should have done double master and a PhD. They won't be where they are right now. Because somehow we feel that those are the things that we should be able to control. But the truth is, we are not able to control the challenges our soul has already chosen. The only thing we can control, how I show up when the challenge shows up. When I show up with my desire to connect with my light, because I understand that this dark moment is coming as an opportunity and I don't judge it. That is when I can reveal more of my light. And people who have done that, they can tell you they will have the same challenge over and over and over because they have seen the blessing in it. They have seen the blessing in the failed relationship. They have seen the blessing in the financial crisis that they went through. Every dark moment that comes in your life is a gift for you to reveal more of your light. And there is no level of growth any human can get to where darkness is going to leave them alone. But it is possible for a human to get to a level of growth where darkness does not run the show, where they become so present with their light that as soon as a dark moment shows up, they can see the light in it, they can reveal the light in within them, and they can move forward. That processing process becomes shorter. If right now it's taking you a month to get over something that terribly went wrong, it might become a week. It might become a few minutes. And there are some people, it's literally a couple of seconds for them and they are gone through it. They can even see the moment as it's moving towards them that, okay, there's an opportunity to grow here. But let's talk about us average human who are not at that level yet. How can we stay present with when a difficult situation arises? When the darkness within me arises, when the darkness another person arises and it's challenging me, what do we do in that moment? So one thing I will say, stay away from judgment. If you take away nothing from this conversation, just take this. Do not judge yourself or other people. I know it is so hard. It is so hard to not judge ourselves and other people, but try it. Try it and you will see the magic that it will bring in your life. Because usually that is the easiest way we get pulled into darkness. Now, darkness is coming as an opportunity to reveal more of your light. And we feel, because darkness seems so real, the mistake the other person did, the betrayal that they did seems so real, or the challenge that you're going through, that we don't see that it is an opportunity. But once you take away the judgment element, you'll be so surprised how easy it would be for you to take, for you to connect with the opportunity in that dark moment. And that is a way of being. You will be working on your consciousness every single moment. Every single moment you'll be working on it. After 10 minutes, the thought is going to come back. Let's judge that person, how horrible they are. In that moment, say to yourself again, I am not playing with judgment. I have no right to judge anybody, including myself. Because anything that someone is doing, anything that we are doing is here to serve us. Everything comes from light. I had this very profound moment one day. I was working on, you know, this darkness piece within me. And all of a sudden, I started to feel so much love for the darkness within me to the point I started saying, I love you. And I kept reflecting on that for at least 2-3 days. What was it? Somehow I was able to make the connection in that moment that darkness has been created by the same creator who created light. If you really follow the story of that is told in mainstream religion, is that devil, shaitan, satan, whatever name that we use, was one of the very higher beings who were really high in the status. And when Adam alayhi salam was created, and the creator asked everybody to prostrate, to do sajda, that is the Arabic word, to do sajda to Adam. So in Arabic, the word, like, you know, in Quran, what I have learned, the word is Iblis. So Iblis said that I am not going to do that. I am better than this person. So that was the moment the darkness was manifested in a physical form. But if you go beyond that, God created that being as well. So this whole system that we live in, where there's a kind of like a battle between light and darkness, it has been created by the same creator. So it must be for my good. Now, it might be hard for you to work with that concept, but in that moment, somehow it just clicked for me, it really clicked for me that the darkness must be for my good. So I am going to love the darkness that is within me. Now, having love with the darkness within you is one thing, but not letting that darkness take over you, not letting that darkness control you, is a completely different skill. It's good to have those sentimental, loving emotions, but we still need to build the skill. Can I control myself in the moment when I am so angry and I want to tear the other person apart with my words? I want to give them so much pain with my words because they have caused me so much pain. So I want to justify the pain I'm about to cause them. In that very specific moment, I have an amazing opportunity to reveal my light and pause and say, I am not going to judge this person. Whatever I'm experiencing must be for my good. And there is light in this experience. So I am going to stay quiet. I am going to restrict myself from speaking up right now. If that is the route I go, that darkness has played its beautiful role in my life, and I needed darkness to reveal that higher level of light. If nobody ever judges me, nobody ever tried to harm me, nobody ever says weird things to me, I'm not going to have the opportunity to reveal that high level of light. So every moment that the darkness comes in our life, we have to face darkness. It is an opportunity. I'll share with you guys just a very quick test you can do with yourself, or you can just write this down and keep it in front of you. Five roots of the ego, and this is unhealthy ego we are talking about, is anger. Anger tries to control. Anger comes from fear. Judgment, control. Control could be you're manipulating people. You want them to act certain ways. So you tell them you need to be like this, or you try to do it without even letting them know what you're doing to them. When you're doing things to please other people, when you're seeking approval, whether it's very obvious or you're doing it in a crooked way, but we all know when we are seeking approval. Or when we are after physical lust, when the only thing we care about, how many people I can be with, who can I be with today, and I am not really invested in the relationship. Or I am all the time worried about how beautiful I'm looking, who can I attract. Those are all unhealthy roots of ego. Whenever that shows up in your life, just know there is an opportunity to reveal more of your light, if you're interested. If you're interested, if you're not interested, don't judge yourself either. This is something you have to be ready to go to the next level. If you're not ready, you're not ready. No judgment. So when these opportunities come, in that moment, the first thing is pause. Let yourself just take a deep breath. Make it a habit, take a deep breath. When you pause, right away you connect with the light of your soul. Now you do have more energy to deal with the anger. That's why whenever we are learning how to manage our emotions, one of the things that is talked a lot about is take a deep breath. Pause. Slow down. Those actions, they help us get access to our inner world, our unlimited light of soul that is within us. So take a pause and then ask yourself how the situation is helping me right now. You might not be able to see in the moment. You might be able to see it in the moment, but it's still helping you. I would tell you quickly, yesterday I had to be somewhere at 2:45 p.m. I left early from home, but because of the traffic and the weather situation that was going on, things that were beyond my control. I got there very late, and 15 minutes in, I knew that I'm going to get there late. And every single part of me wanted to judge me, wanted to say, you could have done this, you could have done that, you could have left more time. Every single part of me wanted to do that. It was a bit of work to keep reminding myself, if I am getting late, there must be a good reason for it. Because I did everything on my end. If I am getting late, and I'm one of those people, I have a hard time with being late. I'm usually early or before time. So if I'm getting late, my whole body starts doing some kind of weird thing with me. But driving on the highway, keeping this inner knowing and calmness that it is serving me, I might not be able to see it right now, but somewhere, somehow, even in this moment where I have to hold on to, it's okay if I'm late. It's not who I am, but it's okay if I am late. Holding on to that consciousness is doing something good for me. It is, in a way, revealing more light for me. I am being more accepting of me right now. And it seems something so small, but when you actually do it, when you desire to get to a higher level of your existence, when you desire to connect with more of your light, it is work. So whenever these things show up, one is breathe. And the second is look for how it's serving you. I'm going through a personal experience right now, which is not at a place that I can share with you all. But a couple of days ago, it literally felt like I am burning in fire. Like the internal turmoil literally feels like I'm burning in fire. And yesterday, staying there, not running away from it, not trying to numb myself or not saying like, you know, I'm done with self-development. I'll do the next level some other day or some other year. Staying in the practice of holding the consciousness, how this situation is helping me. Yesterday, a different level of consciousness opened up to me, where I started to feel such a deep connection with my creator. I thought it couldn't get any deeper. It just got a whole lot deeper. And the sweetness that came from that, from connecting with that depth of light. This morning, I wrote down, usually I do my gratitude journal and I write down, I'm so grateful for a wonderful home. I'm so grateful. I write all the things I'm so grateful for. Today, without any effort, I just went into, I started writing down, I am so grateful for every single thing that I think is not working in life right now. And I wrote 2 pages of how grateful I am for that. But it was coming from a genuine place, from a realization, if these dark patches won't be in my life right now, I am not going to have the opportunity to reveal more of my soul's light. I am not going to be in enough pain to want to reveal that light, to have the desire to connect with the light. So everything that is not working in my life right now, or I think is not working, has helped me. For the first time in my many years of journaling, I wrote a list like that without any hesitation, because I could truly see the blessing in whatever is not working. So sometimes it does take time to hold on to that consciousness, and it might take you 24 hours, 48 hours, a week, a month, and then another level of your soul just becomes available to you, and you start to see the beauty in everything. That's why, my friends, the darkness exists. And we need the darkness in this third dimension to reveal the light that is within us. So I will invite you, the next time you're feeling low, feel excited about it, because it is an opportunity to reveal more of your light. Now, just to make it easy for you to take out the judgment piece, because it seems like judgment just follow us everywhere we go in our thoughts and how we feel. I would like to introduce you this concept that the soul that you are, you're already perfect, you're already complete. It's not that sometimes the way, karma is taught, the way it's taught, it feels like, God wanted to punish you, so he sent you to earth. And if you're on earth, that is a bad thing. That means you didn't do, you didn't finish your work in the last lifetime, so you are back again, and this is a bad thing. Unfortunately, that is most of the time karma or life cycle or past life that is taught. But let's look at it this way. It's a privilege that you get to be here, that you get to work on yourself on such a deeper level that when you leave this time, you leave connected with more of your soul. What if we start looking at it because God loves you so much? You got a chance to play the game. If you are here, that means you're already perfect and complete. But you're doing the work that you can only do on earth. Doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. So let's look at a physical example, something from our world that we can connect with. Let's say if you're part of an executive team and everybody in your team, their job is to go and present the product that your company sells all over the world. Now, let's say you're going to London, your colleague is going to Germany, next time you're going to Canada, your colleague is going to, let's say, Iceland. Is there any privilege between the two of you? Just because you went to Canada and the person went to Iceland? No, not really. You guys are part of the same team and you all are contributing to the same work. So you're not going to judge yourself, or you're not going to judge the company why they're sending that person to that country and me to that country. Because if you want, you can go to the other country too. There is an opportunity where you can ask because you both are doing the same work. So that is how me and you are here. I'm not any better than you. You're not any better than me. But we all are here to do something to spread the light that is within us, to share the light that is within us. You're already complete. I'm already complete. Now, from that consciousness, let's rise above our darkness and reveal more of our soul's light. I really hope this conversation has helped you be more loving and nurturing to yourself when the darkness shows up, and also use it as an opportunity and get excited to reveal more of your soul light. Because, my friend, we all need your light. The world needs your light more than ever before. Right now, the time and the age that we are going through, the kids who are going to come into this world after us, they need our light. We need to do the work to reveal more of our light. It is our job to deal with our darkness when the darkness shows up within us, how to connect consciously with our light so we don't get stuck in our darkness. And we can reveal more of our soul light so we can make this world brighter. That is all for today. If you find this conversation helpful, please share it with somebody. And I will see you all next week. Bye.